The Book of Luke, Chapter 7. After he had ended all his sayings in the ears of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain captain's slave, who was dear to him, was sick and at the point of death. And when he heard concerning Jesus, he sent to him elders of the Jews, asking him that he would come and save his slave. And they, when they came to Jesus, implored him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy that you should do this for him, for he loves our nation, and himself built us our synagogue." And Jesus went with them. And when he was now not far from the house, the captain sent friends, saying to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. Therefore neither did I think myself worthy to come to you, but say the word, and let my young slave be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under myself soldiers. And I say to this one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." And when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned and said to the multitude that followed him, "I say to you, I haven't found so great faith, no, not in Israel." And those who were sent, returning to the house, found the slave whole. And it came to pass soon afterward that he went to a city called Nain, and his disciples went with him, and a great multitude. Now when he drew near to the gate of the city, look, there was carried out one who was dead, the only begotten son of his mother, and she was a widow. And many people of the city were with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said to her, "Do not weep." And he came near and touched the bier, and the bearers stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And he who was dead sat up and began to speak. And he gave him to his mother. And fear took hold on all. And they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited his people." And this report went forth concerning him in the whole of Judea and all the surrounding region. And the disciples of John told him of all these things. And John, calling to him two of his disciples, sent them to the Lord, saying, "Are you he who comes, or do we look for another?" And when the men had come to him, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, 'Are you he who comes, or do we look for another?'" In that hour he cured many of diseases and plagues and evil spirits, and on many who were blind he bestowed sight. And he answered and said to them, "Go and tell John the things which you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is he, whoever will find no occasion of stumbling in me." And when the messengers of John were departed, he began to say to the multitudes concerning John, "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken with the wind. But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment. Look, those who are gorgeously apparelled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and much more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, 'Look, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' I say to you, among those who are born of women, there is none greater than John. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." And all the people, when they heard, and the publicans, justified God, being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected for themselves the counsel of God, not being baptized of him. To what then shall I liken the men of this generation, and to what are they like? They are like children who sit in the marketplace and call one to another, who say, "We piped to you, and you did not dance, we wailed, and you did not weep. For John the Baptist has come eating no bread nor drinking wine, and you say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, 'Look, a gluttonous man and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners.' And wisdom is acknowledged as right by all her children." And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he entered into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And look, a woman who was in the city, a sinner. And when she knew that he was sitting at meat in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster cruse of ointment, and standing behind at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hair of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw it, he spoke to himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would have perceived who and what manner of woman this is who touches him, that she's a sinner." And Jesus answering said to him, "Simon, I have somewhat to say to you." And he says, "Teacher, say on." A certain lender had two debtors. The one owed 500 denarii and the other 50 denarii. When they did not have that with which to pay, he forgave them both. Which of them therefore will love him most? Simon answered and said, "He, I suppose, to whom he forgave the most." And he said to him, "You have rightly judged." And turning to the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered into your house, you gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but she, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore I say to you, her sins which have been forgiven are many, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little." And he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." And those who sat to eat with him began to say to themselves, "Who is this that even forgives sins?" And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."